Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I mean, God is good. Hallelujah. And, you know, I was preparing and just preparing my heart and spending time with God. And suddenly the Spirit of God said to me, tell the church to prepare for the hour of my visitation. There's something glorious happening in the church right now. Hallelujah. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 18. And I want to speak to you this morning about recognizing the hour of your visitation. Genesis chapter 18, and we're going to read from verse 1. Genesis chapter 18. If you don't know where it is, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Genesis. Amen. Just joking, it's the first book. Hallelujah. Genesis 18 and verse 1. And then the Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth trees of Mamre as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. And so he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, my Lord, if I have now found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please, let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh your hearts. After that, you may pass by inasmuch as you have come to your servant. And they said, do as you have said. And so Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly, make ready three measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a tender and good calf and gave it to a young man, and he hastened to prepare it. And so he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him, where is Sarah your wife? And so he said, here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall be with son. God bless his holy word and the revelation that he gives to us. Amen. As Abraham was sitting, the Bible says, in his tent door by those terebinth trees, and he looked, suddenly there were three men there, and he recognized that this is not just a normal time. He recognized these were not just normal men. He recognized that this was actually an hour of visitation. He ran towards them and he fell down before them and he said, my Lord, my Lord. He bowed down before them. Let me tell you, get ready, because there's visitations of God. The Bible says that many are being visited by angels, hallelujah, and they appear as men. And Abraham recognized that something is happening. And I want to tell you by the Holy Ghost, get ready for your visitation. Yeah. The Spirit of God is moving on the church in a mighty way. And Abraham recognized that this was his hour of visitation. I notice how Abraham responds to his hour of visitation. He immediately runs and he detains them. He asks them to stay. He worships them. He says to them, stay where you are. Let me get some water. Let me wash your feet. Let me give you some food. Do not go. Don't pass by your servant. Inasmuch as you have come, he recognized that the Lord has come to him for something. And he said, Lord, I want you to stay here. I want to bring you something. I want to make you an offering. I want you to stay right here. I want to receive from you. He said, inasmuch as you have come to your servant, please stay. Don't just move by. Amen. And as he does, because he does, and because he recognizes this is the hour of my visitation, he receives a word from God that changes his life forever. God says that by this time next year, according to the time of life, your wife will bear a son. He received what God has for him. You see, it is so important that you and I learn how to recognize those divine moments of visitation. Those special moments when God would come. How did it happen that Abraham did not miss this moment? It's very easy to miss that moment. There's three men. He could have easily said, hey, China, how's that? Laka, laka. See you next week. Because just looked like three men walking. But he didn't. He sees them and immediately recognizes, this is God visiting me. And he runs and he falls at his on his knees and he worships them. He said, my Lord. He immediately recognized he was proved right, because verse 13 says, and the Lord said to him, Sarah will bear. That word Lord, you'll notice in your Bible, is capital letters, because it's actually, the original is Jehovah said to him. He was having a visitation from Jehovah. And he stood there. And I asked myself, what happened? And suddenly I realized God said to me, you know what? You know why I didn't miss it? Because Abraham was not just sitting around and this thing happened, just happened to be that they came around. When Abraham was sitting there, he's a man of faith. He was sitting there waiting. He was expecting a visitation. So that when it came, he recognized it straight away. Why did he recognize that this is a visitation? Because he had had a time of preparation. Preparation leads to visitation. If you just go back a few verses, you'll find that God had spoken to Abraham and said to him, Abraham, prepare. He said to him, I want you to consecrate yourself. I want you to circumcise yourself and your family. And the Bible says Abraham went and he circumcised everybody that he had with him. He not only circumcised himself, he circumcised his son Ishmael. And it says, and he circumcised all the men that were part of his household, everybody. He left nothing undone. He didn't do a half preparation. He said, God is about to come and I'm gonna fulfill every preparation. I'm going to leave nothing outside of the preparation, the consecration for God to meet me. You see, for every visitation, there's a preparation. And there's a consecration to get ready for him. It's actually a principle throughout the scriptures. You'll find throughout the Old Testament, you'll find things like when God spoke and he said to Moses, prepare yourself and the people. Let them wash their clothes. Let them be ceremonial clean for 2 days. And the third day, I'm coming. So Abraham was sitting there. And the reason that Abraham could expect a visitation is because he had done his preparation. Hallelujah. He was ready. He was actually looking for the Lord. And you see, you and I need to realize the hour of our visitation, because the hour of your visitation comes with a promise that you can receive by faith. Many times the word of God will come, but because your heart's not ready, there's no fertile ground to receive it. That's why we worship. Why do we worship? We're preparing our hearts, because God's about to speak to me. Amen. God's about to reveal something to me. And the Lord said to Abraham, hallelujah. And you see, he could receive that divine moment because he was prepared. I want you to get this. He was sitting there in expectation. Hallelujah. It's the next step. It's God, I've done what you said. Now it's your move. Hallelujah. I want you to know that if you're completely prepared, it's God's move next. And you'll not be late. Hallelujah. And he was sitting there and he was prepared. And here God comes and he speaks the word and Abraham could receive it. But Sarah could not receive it because she just saw normal men. She was sitting in the back. And when they spoke and they said, by this time next year, Sarah's sitting in the back laughing. Most probably saying to some of her servants, check these guys out. They look. You know, what tree did he crawl out from under? You know, he's just saying things like that. And she's laughing. She couldn't receive it because there's no preparation. There's no expectation. So she couldn't receive, but thank God Abraham could receive it. Hallelujah. and there was a visitation that comes on it. And I want to say to you today, this preparation makes you expectant. Hallelujah. When you prepare your heart, God always answers. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible says that very same day Abraham was circumcised and his son Ishmael, verse 27, and all the men of his house, born in the house, who all bought with money from a foreigner, they were all circumcised. He left nothing undone. Hallelujah. He was fully prepared. Are you with me? We read in Exodus 19 verse 10, then the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come. Hallelujah. So there's a preparation, and the reason Abraham was ready for the day of his visitation is because he was waiting expectantly. Hallelujah. And I hear the Spirit of God say, you've prepared yourself. I'm coming. Hallelujah. The hour of my visitation is upon you. And we are preparing yourself. And listen, one of the things we're preparing ourselves with is how to use the word of our testimony. We are preparing. We're putting those papers out. We're writing it out. We're putting it together. Like Brenton did a great job today. 3 minutes flat. Hallelujah. Amen. Wasn't boring. Amen. Was informative. Showed us how his life was before, when God saved him, how God saved him, what happened to his life, and now brings glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to prepare. And you know what? We need to maintain our testimonies. And so we were meeting with the elders on Thursday night. We were praying, and we just felt that God is saying we need to maintain the momentum. Hallelujah. And so I encourage all of you, get yourself ready. Get yourself prepared, because we need to start paddling. Amen. We need to start preparing ourselves. There's a move of God coming upon you. God says, I'm about to manifest myself in a supernatural way in your life. Hallelujah. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out devils. Hallelujah. They will speak with new tongues. Amen. They will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall by no means hurt them. Hallelujah. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God says, get ready for a supernatural manifestation of his glory. The visitation of God is upon the church. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the South District shall be saved. Because in this house are a people who are ready. We've been paddling. Amen. We've been preparing ourselves, because God's going to do something great. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, there are multitudes in the valley of decision. Multitudes. And they're going to be swept into the kingdom of God. We're going to have second service, third service, fourth service. Hallelujah. There's not enough churches in the bluff to contain the move of God. Amen. Come on now. We believe, God, that every church is going to be filled to the brim. Yes. Come on now. Why can't City Hill have 10 services? Because they can't contain it. And Elam have 12 services. In fact, the smaller they are, the more services. God, give us a big building. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on now. There's a great move of God on the church. And the church is the move of God. Hallelujah. There's been many moves of God, and God used the men of God mightily. Amen. But when the church becomes the move of God, it stays. It's perpetual. It's unshakable. It's unstoppable. It's immovable. It gathers momentum. Hallelujah. And there's increase. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And so as we prepare, it's God's next move. Dearly beloved, let us be prepared. These things we are doing, take it. Prepare yourself. We've been handing out these papers about preparing your testimony, just giving you the basic layout, how to prepare your testimony. And it's based on Paul's testimony in the book of Acts. Showed us a very good example how to put your testimony together. And so we've got those points for you. And I want to encourage you, ushers, come on, let's hand out some more of them. I had more of them printed. And if you say, Pastor Johnny, I want another one of those papers, or, you know, I've scribbled all over mine and I need a fresh one, or I need to give one to my brother or whatever, get one for yourself. Amen. And as I say, get yourself a blank piece of paper and practice on that one. Amen. Don't just write this one full straight away, and prepare your testimony and work on your testimony and bring it to your life group leaders. And those of you who are not in a life group yet, get those testimonies to the elders. Come and join us afterwards for some fellowship and talk and say, listen, I've got a testimony, and let God start using you. Get yourself ready, because God is doing something mighty. As I was praying about this, I just felt by the Spirit of God. God says He's going to raise many of you. He's doing a quick work in His last days. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised how many people just suddenly step into leadership. Just suddenly step into that. And if you didn't know it, in our life groups, there's been a whole shift. We are busy training people how to use the words of Jesus. We're teaching on the teachings of Jesus, the commandments of Jesus, which is absolutely awesome. And you need to get part of it. Bump your neighbor, say, be part of it. Start paddling. The wave is coming. I can feel the swell. Hallelujah. God's going to make a surfer out of you yet. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know who are the elders. Who do I approach after the service?
Hallelujah.
So I want all the elders to stand.
Can our elders please stand? The elders of the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you're not elders yet, but JP and Paula also stand. Leadership of the house. Hallelujah.
Baba Sharp.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just face the congregation, dearly beloved. These are the elders, leadership of the church. And of course, there's Brother Danny standing back there, dressed all neat in his ushers gown, because today his team is doing the ushering. Wave there, Brother Danny. Hallelujah. Saints, we want to help you. Amen. We encourage you. Be part of it. Be part of the move of God, because God's about to do something awesome. And listen, when that anointing comes on you, it breaks every yoke, destroys every bondage. Thank you. Thank you to our elders. This is such a holy moment. The Bible says, prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And as we prepare our hearts, I sense a mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. I sense His presence here today, like dew falling in the house and touching lives. And I want to say to you today, by the Spirit of the Lord, prepare to recognize the hour of your visitation. It's upon us. The anointing is on you. And God's going to open doors. He's going to open opportunities. As I was praying about it, I realized also He sent them out two by two. Amen. The easiest two by two is husband and wife. Amen. Otherwise, you have to organize a special time. Two by two. I notice sometimes my wife and I, we out, you know, we're talking to people and we're with family, and then I'm kind of relaxing. Then she starts witnessing. Amen. Oh my God. Okay, it's time. All right, so I'll gear myself up and get my spiritual karabasana mind. All right, I'm ready. Okay, Lord. Well, and then sometimes she's with me and I start witnessing. Amen. But you're ready at all times what God wants to do. Thank you, Spirit of God, for a mighty anointing. Thank you for the cloud of your glory. Thank you for the presence of your Spirit. Thank you for a holy anointing. Lord, as you spoke to us today, God says, I've determined an hour of your visitation, a moment in which I will come, and suddenly everything shall change. And that which you longed for shall be made manifest. And that which you've desired and has been deep in your spirit shall suddenly be revealed. For the Lord says, I've called you and I've not let you go, for my hand is on you for good. I bless every saint now, Spirit of God. I thank you for your precious anointing that rests on us as we prepare ourselves. Lord, we don't want to be those who miss the wave. We don't want to be those who are left behind. But Lord, you've called us for such a time as this. I thank you for your precious anointing, Holy Ghost, as you teach us to put our testimony together, to prepare our hearts for that which you're going to do. I bless each and every one. Thank you for a moment of impartation right now. in the mighty name of Jesus. You said we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on us to be a witness. And I thank you for the supernatural. I hear the Spirit of God says, your family, I love your family. There are those who I want to destroy the yokes and break the bondages. There are those, says the Lord, that your heart yearns for and aches for. And you even think these are beyond help. But the Lord says, my anointing on you shall destroy the yoke, says the Lord. And I will reveal myself in your midst. And you will see the miracles of your God. For there is a lamb for a household. And I will make a way for you. Father, we bless and we thank you that we, your church, are the answer to this dying world. I thank you for a mighty anointing. And everybody said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Prepare the way. God is ready to move. Amen and amen. Everybody say, I'm a man of faith. I'm looking in faith. I'm expectant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says some people have entertained angels not even knowing. Isn't that a sad day? When an angel actually came, you didn't know it. And they left. And you didn't draw from that. What does my Lord have to say? But thank God, there's a move of His Spirit. I sense by the Holy Ghost there's an open heaven over each and every one of your lives. And the Spirit of God says, I've poured out my spirit. I pour out my blood to cleanse you. Now there's an open heaven of my divine favor and love. And some of you are sitting here saying, Pastor Johnny, I don't know if I'm ready for that. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And He says to you today, I've chosen you and I've loved you from the beginning of time. And I will not leave you behind, for you are mine. Father, I bless each and every one. Thank you now for that which you are doing in every life, in Jesus' mighty name. Now with every eye closed, every head bowed, just for a few moments, you are yet today, say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I desire such a visitation. You see, the greatest visitation of God is your salvation. The moment when He comes in and changes your life, because He so loved you, He gave His only Son, His blood shed for you, to deliver you. So if you believe, you shall be saved. And this moment, as we are sitting here, you say, Pastor Johnny, I want this moment. Today, I want to give my heart to God. Please pray for me. I want to make right with God. I want to pray with you today. If that is you, I want to put your hand up and say, here I am, Pastor Johnny. I need to make right with God. Pray for me. If there's everybody that's in this house that says that, just lift your hands. Thank you. I see that hand back there. Anybody else? Here I am, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody here to my right? There at the back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All over this place, as the Spirit of God is moving on you. He loves you so much. There's an anointing of glory here, because this is your appointed time for a visitation of God. And you sitting here today, say, Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer, please. Here I am, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. If that is you, lift your hands all over this place. Thank you, thank you. If you've not yet lifted your hand, just one more moment. Or you might sit here and say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden, but I want to make right with God today. Pray with me also. If you can put up your hand, I'm going to pray with you. I bless these lives. Now, raise your hand. I'm going to pray right now. Lord, those who have their hands raised, their hearts are open before you, the living God. You have loved them and brought them here for this very moment in which you save and redeem and deliver. I bless each and every one of them. I thank you for the blood that speaks for them right now of deliverance. I declare salvation and the breaking of every yoke of the devil. I cancel every assignment. I break every curse. And I thank you now, Father, for touching these lives and loving these as I bless them and commend them to you. If you got your hands raised, I want you to quickly stand where you are and come and join me in front for prayer. Don't put your hands down. Don't just stay where you are. This is your moment with God. You put your hand up, quickly stand and come and meet me all over this place. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Anybody else say, Pastor Johnny, I did not lift my hand, but I sense him calling me. I want to come. He loves you today with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a moment. What a moment of God's glory. What a moment where he pours his compassion on us and reaches out with his nail-scarred hands and restores us because he loves us. I bless each one here, Father. They are yours. You've chosen them. You've brought them here in your great tender mercy and loving kindness. And I bless them today. I want those of you standing here, just raise your hands. It might feel strange, but it's okay. It's a sign of surrender, okay? And I want you to say, Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me and sending your Son to pay for my sins. I'm not worthy, Lord, but you are merciful. And I ask you now, forgive my sins. Wash them away in the blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus died and he rose on the third day. I believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. And today, Lord, I turn my back on the world. I turn my back on sin. And I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, wash me in your blood. By faith, I receive forgiveness and your love. And thank you for washing me today. From today, I declare you are Lord of my life. Be Lord from today. In Jesus' name. Father, I cancel every assignment of the enemy. I bring these lives under the anointing of your Spirit. I break every yoke. I break every lie. I come against every deception. I come against the spirit of rejection. Break the power. Loose these. They are God's servants now. And Lord, I declare freedom to them. No more bondage. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your hands of deliverance and acceptance from this very moment. We surround them with your presence and thank you for the blood that washes them clean and makes them yours from this day, Father. We commend them into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want those of you standing in front, this is such an important moment. Hallelujah. This is a holy moment. I want you to know this, that when you said, God, I give you my life, Jesus washed you with his blood. He cleansed you from all unrighteousness. He removed it so far, the Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. And he remembers it no more. Hallelujah. And from today, he's restored you to purity. And you are his. And he loves you. And you belong to him from today. When you said, Jesus, I give you my heart, he heard you. He took you seriously. And he received you. And he will never let you go. Because he loves you today. The blessing and the presence of God rests on you from today. In the name of Jesus, you'll never be the same. I rebuke those enemies that's been pursuing you. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We bring them under the rebuke of God. We cancel their assignments against your life. And I speak deliverance to you. The Lord says, now behold, I do a new thing. Father, we thank you for restoration for them. We bless them in Jesus' name. From today, you're accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. Amen. I want you standing in front to please turn to your left and my right this way. See Brother Kenny there, you've got him, some ladies going to pray with you. Saints, if they stood up and they left their handbags or something like that, please just take note and bring it. Ushers, help us. I don't want them to lose their bags, get saved and lose their bags. We lose our sins, not our bags. Amen. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. Everybody say with me, God is doing a new thing. The hour of my visitation is at hand, and I'm peddling. I'm ready in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your mighty anointing. Thank you for the power of your Spirit. Thank you for that which you are doing in our midst here today. Thank you, Lord, that as we spend time and fellowship, each and every one will be connected. Each and every one will find someone who can they give their testimony to. And Lord, your power rests on them. And Lord, we believe that as for me and my whole household, we shall be saved. Our workplaces shall be saved. Our neighbors shall be saved. Our friends shall be saved because of the power of your Spirit that rests on us in Jesus' name. I bless you. Amen. And I want to say something to you today. Sunday was great. Sunday was great. Monday is better.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.